We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. He died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio and TV program, coming to you live and direct from the gambling capital of the world, the gaming capital, of course. It's Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point, the South Point studio streaming at YouTube, and the South Point studios at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital. And, of course, our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, we welcome all of you connecting with us on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone and Android and your Google phones are covered with your apps. Get your apps at your app store so you can hear us through the KSHP app. And, of course, you can see and hear us through the YouTube app as well. And wherever you get your podcasting, we welcome you to the show. We wish you a very happy holiday today, whatever you're celebrating. We are celebrating Easter in our part of the world, and we welcome you to the show on this holiday. So happy holiday, however and whatever you believe. Okay. Well, it was an interesting day of racing yesterday. That is for sure. You can see right now behind me, 13 days and counting until the Kentucky Derby. 2 weeks from today, we will be sitting here talking about the great Kentucky Derby win by whomever, etc. And we will be looking ahead to the second jewel of the Triple Crown. Yesterday, however, there were two races that were held across the country that were Preakness races that will, the winners will have a berth in the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown that will be run on May 17th. So we're already looking ahead to that. And we all know that whoever wins the Derby will be on his way to the Preakness Stakes, hopefully as the only flag bearer for a chance at the Triple Crown this year. So we're kind of getting our stuff together right now. Want to tell you at the top of this show some of the stuff that we'll be doing for the Kentucky Derby. I know that we do it every day, but we just want to remind you of that because we'd love to have you join us here at the South Point for all the celebrating for the Kentucky Derby, the 151st running of the Run for the Roses. We start out on Wednesday the 30th, April 30th. That's a Wednesday, 1 week from this coming Wednesday, will be our Kentucky Derby preview show. The Kentucky Derby preview show will be aired only in one place, and that is right here at the YouTube streaming network, the South Point Studios YouTube streaming network. Only good way that you can get us for the preview show, the Kentucky Derby preview show, and that'll be at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, April 30th. And, of course, that'll be hosting, I'll host it along with a whole bunch of handicappers, including our in-studio handicappers, our in-race day handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, and we'll have Rich Eng and Jerry Jackwood stopping by, and other guest handicappers as well. We'll be going over the Kentucky Derby. We'll also be going over the Kentucky Oaks. That'll happen on that Friday. And key races along the way that these guys kind of like. After all, we can make money on the other races too, hopefully. So our Kentucky Derby preview show, again, Wednesday, April 30th, 3 p.m. Pacific time, only streaming and only in one place, and that is the YouTube, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, which is right where you're at, mostly of you right now. And so then on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day. It'll begin early with Kentucky Oaks. Of course, we'll have our show that morning, as we do on a regular basis anyway. And then later on, we'll enjoy the races at Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Oaks. And after the last race is over on the West Coast at Santa Anita, we'll be holding our annual Kentucky Derby seminar in the Grandview Lounge adjacent to the racebook here at the South Point. It'll be in the Grandview Lounge on Friday, the second day of May at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. in the Grandview Lounge. It's a beautiful lounge that hosts a lot of entertainment in the evenings. We're going to take it over that particular evening for the seminar, early at least. And, you know, you'll have cocktail tables and you'll have plenty of room to sit down and relax with John Lendo and Jonathan Hardoon. And myself will be going over all the horses in the Kentucky Derby. We'll, of course, have our Kentucky Derby predictions in the seminar. We'll take a look at what happened that earlier in that day for the Kentucky Oaks to see if we have anything that will give a tip-off to us on how the track conditions might be for Derby Day. And, of course, I'll be probing my handicappers for some more picks on some of the big races on the undercard of the Kentucky Derby, because on Derby Day, there will be 9 stakes races that, of course, will be highlighted by the Kentucky Derby. So I'm going to try to get them to give us some horses in those other races that might very well be horses that they like in those races. So that Kentucky Derby seminar live here at the Grandview Lounge at the South Point will be Friday night, May 2nd at 6 p.m. And then after all of this work that we've been doing, finally it's game day. It is Derby Day. And that is, of course, Saturday, May 3rd. We'll have a big, huge Kentucky Derby viewing party going on in the exhibit hall here at the South Point. It'll be in the big exhibit hall with big movie-like theater screens to watch the races, smaller TV sets around so you can watch the races on the other tracks that are running that day. There'll be plenty of betting windows. You'll have betting kiosks. Of course, there'll be food and beverage discounts for you. So you can come and big banquet tables. So bring your friends and have a great time enjoying the Kentucky Derby here And, of course, there's going to be a hat contest, too. A hat contest at 2 p.m. on that day in the exhibit hall. So bring your Kentucky Derby lids, so to speak, and compete in the Kentucky Derby hat contest. It was really a lot of fun the last couple of years. The gals especially really outdid themselves with some great Kentucky Derby hats. And there'll be cash prizes as well. They'll be judged, and there'll be cash prizes for the hat contest. All of that, and myself, and, of course, John Leno and Jonathan Hardoon will be participating there and betting the races in the exhibit hall that day. So we'd love to have you come by and stop by and say hi. You see us a lot. We'd love to see you as well. And all of that is happening free of charge. No cover charge for any of that, including parking your car. So the first bucks out of your pocket will either be for some food or making a bet. And so we want you to join us for all of these festivities here at the South Point Streaming Network on YouTube on April 30th for the Kentucky Derby preview show at 3 p.m. Pacific. Then here in the Grandview Lounge on Friday night, May 2nd, for the Kentucky Derby seminar at 6 p.m. and for the Kentucky Derby party in the exhibit hall on Kentucky Derby Day, Saturday, May 3rd. The doors will open in the exhibit hall at 9 a.m. And so on this Sunday, with a very brief menu that we have today, only three racetracks, we have an opportunity to tell you about all the good stuff that's happening. By the way, I want to remind everybody, too, that before we return on our Wednesday show, because, you know, we're off on Monday and Tuesday, before we return on Wednesday show, that excellent 6-episode series called Race for the Crown, covering horse racing. And it's had some great interviews with them. Rapoli, I know, has an interview there. Frankie Dettori, et cetera. It's a great series, and it'll be on Netflix. If you haven't subscribed to Netflix, get to Netflix, because the first of the 6-episode series of the Race for the Crown series will be on Tuesday on Netflix. You want to watch that. I've heard some great reviews about that, so keep that in mind as well. All right, and now let's take a look quickly at the Kentucky Derby leaderboard as they have it posted on the Kentucky Derby site. You've got Burnham Square, Sandman, Journalism, Rodriguez, Tiztastic, Tappan Street, Sovereignty, Final Gambit, Coal Battle, Chunk of Gold, Citizen Bull, Owen Almighty, East Avenue, Publisher, American Promise, Flying Mohawk, Grande, Built, Luxor Cafe, and Admire Daytona. Those are the 20 that are on the list now that will make it into the starting gate if they're all set and ready to go. Horses on the outside looking in, waiting for one or two more defections, include Neo Equus, Render Judgment, and Baeza. Baeza is the one that really sticks out because he finished second in the Santa Anita Derby. And if they had the original points that they were posting for the Santa Anita Derby, he would have gotten in already with the 50 points that he would have earned for finishing second in that race. However, because it was only a 5-horse field, they cut down on the points, and he only got 37.5 points. So he's still outside looking in. We don't talk that much about the Kentucky Oaks, but we should. Now, on the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, believe it or not, there's only 15. Now, you can start 20 at Churchill Downs, but there's only 15 Kentucky Oaks horses on the leaderboard. They include Quiet Side, La Cara, Good Cheer, which is expected to be the favorite in the Kentucky Oaks, 5G, Ballerina de Oro, Tenma, Early On, Take Charge M'Lady, Simply Joking, Bless the Broken, Drexel Hill, Fondly, Anna's Promise, Gowell's Delight, and Quick Kick. Those are the ones that are heading for the Kentucky Oaks. Now, yesterday morning, there were a lot of Kentucky Derby horses that had a lot of their workouts. Their next-to-last workouts were yesterday, and we're going to get into some of those workouts with John Lendo a little bit later on in the show. Jonathan Hardoon wanted to remind all of you folks that on Wednesday, Aqueduct picks up an extra racing day because of some of the cancellations they've had because of weather problems during the meet. They're going to pick up a racing day on Wednesday. So they are not scheduled on the regular schedule to run on Wednesday, but they're going to make up a day. They'll be racing on Wednesday at Aqueduct as well. And so let's take a look at what happened yesterday around the country. And we'll begin our recap of that with Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland yesterday, trainer John Velasquez had his first win of the day in the second race for Todd Pletcher, paying $2.88. He came back in the fourth race and won for Rusty Arnold, paying $12.06. Remember, they pay off to the penny down there in Kentucky. And then Jose Ortiz got to his first win of the day in the sixth race for David Jacobson, paying $7.14. Following that, we had the big stakes race, the Elkhorn. The Elkhorn was the ninth race on the card at a mile and a half on the turf. And the winner of that race was Utah Beach, a big long shot with Vincent Sherminot aboard for Ignacio Carreras. That horse paid $25.40, outrunning Limited Liability and Anglophile, who finished third in that race. I can tell you this, Utah Beach was battling with the Limited Liability. Limited Liability almost went wire to wire in the mile and a half marathon on the turf, but Utah Beach got the win there between horses in the Elkhorn, $25.40 the price there. The Ben Ollie Stakes was the 10th race on the card. The winner there was Tennessee Lamb. Jose Ortiz's second win of the day, paying $9.74 for trainer Rusty Arnold's second win of the day as well. This race gave Rusty Arnold a tie for the most Keeneland wins by a trainer, tied with Bill Mott at 300 wins. So Rusty Arnold and Bill Mott now are tied as the winningest trainers of Keeneland Racecourse. With this win, Rusty Arnold got tied Bill Mott at 300. And by the way, if you remember yesterday when we were going over the races, I yanked this winner out of Jonathan Hardoon. I asked him about the Ben Alley, and he volunteered the winner, Tennessee Lamb, a horse that he liked in the Ben Alley, $9.74 there. Last race winner paid $31.66. The pick six, $23,727.97. And on the day, Tennessee Lamb, a big winner in the Ben Ollie, and Utah Beach wins the Elkhorn. Oaklawn Park had a big day of racing yesterday. Trainer Ron Marquette had a big day. He won the first race with Rafael Bejarano, paying $4.80. Came back in the third race with Luis Saez, and Luis Saez's first win of the day. They teamed up for a 480 winner there in the third. And then Marquette finished off three wins on the day with Flavian Pratt in the eighth race, paying $10.40. Trainer Ron Marquette having three wins on the card yesterday. Phil D'Amato, who has a stable at Oaklawn Park, came up with a winner in the fifth race. Ramon Vasquez rides that winner, and it paid $39.20. Phil D'Amato, $39.20. At Oaklawn yesterday. In the Bathhouse Row Stakes, this is a race that produces the winner and a Preakness berth for the winner. The horse going to the Preakness, all systems are go, is Instant Reply. Instant Reply wins the Bathhouse Row. Flavian Pratt aboard for Brad Cox, $3.40 as the winner. And this horse closed into very slow fractions. This race was like a pedestrian race early. But yet Instant Replay did close on those fractions and got the win. Finishing second was Caldera. First division was third. But Instant Replay now gets a berth into the Preakness Stakes, middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Later on in the day, the Valley of the Vapors Stakes won by Princess Alaya. Luis Saez's second win of the day. Luis Saez and D. Wayne Lucas, the coach, wins the Valley of Vapors Stakes, paying $17.20. This filly is a granddaughter of a horse that D. Wayne Lucas trained called Winning Colors, who won the Kentucky Derby in 1988. How about that? And by the way, Winning Colors is only one of three fillies that have won the Kentucky Derby ever. And this is an offspring, a granddaughter of that, Princess Alaya, 1720. Dare to Fly finished second, and Quantum Burst was third. And in the $1,250,000 Oaklawn Handicap, Skippy Longstockings was the prohibitive favorite going through the entire betting pool. But when they opened the starting gate for the Oaklawn Handicap, First Mission was bet down as the favorite in the late stages of that race, and First Mission got there first. That mission accomplished under Flavian Pratt for trainer Brad Cox. Brad Cox was winning his second stakes race of the day, Flavian Pratt's third win of the day. First Mission pays $4.80. He became the favorite right at the end as they were loading the gate. Skippy Longstockings had been the favorite through the entire betting period. The winner, owned by Godolphin, trained by Brad Cox, again, $4.80, outrunning Banishing and Skippy Longstockings, who faded and finished third in the Oaklawn Handicap. They continue to have big pick fives out at Oaklawn. Early pick five paid $7,218.60. The final pick five, the last five races, $6,153.65. But that was not the biggest pick five of the day. In fact, the biggest payoff of the day in the pick five came at Laurel Park on Preakness Preview Day. The handle at Laurel Park was a new record for Preakness Preview Day. They bet $5,536,944. And all I can tell you is the early pick five at Laurel, $740, $51 even, $20 even, $980, and $1080. That combination, those prices, early pick five at Laurel, top payoff in the nation yesterday, $116,821.75 for that payoff in the early pick five at Laurel yesterday. The big feature races, the Dahlia Stakes, was won by 19 Amendment. Paco Lopez aboard for Mike Trombetta, paying $940. In the King T. Leatherbury, that winner was 4 Harp, with Abner Adorno paying $1,780 for Robert Reed Jr. In the Weber City Miss race, that for three-year-old fillies, Complexity Jane wins it for Javan Toledo, paying $1,820. The Weber City Miss stakes race gave this horse a berth in the Black-Eyed Susans the day before the Preakness Stakes, counterpart of the Kentucky Oaks. So Complexity Jane, as a result of winning the Weber City Miss, gets a berth into the Black-Eyed Susans, trained by Brittany Russell. Horse paid, she paid $18.20, outrunning Reply and Moon Cachet. In the Henry Clark, Signator wins for Samuel Martin, paying $11 even, and Shug McGahee trained there. And at the Federico Tessio Stakes, this is the race that had a Preakness berth, a berth for the Preakness Stakes. The winner there was Pay Billy. Pay Billy, Raul Mina aboard for Mike Gorman, paid $6.60, outrunning Just a Shake and Surfside Moon. So Pay Billy gets a berth into the Preakness Stakes on May 17th. It was Win Today, See You in May race there at Laurel. Big day racing at Laurel. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Winner of the Bay Shore Stakes was Moplex. Manny Franco aboard for Jeremiah Englehart, paying $4.60, outrunning Faster Gator and Pascaline, who finished third in the race. Manny Franco aboard. That was his second win of the day. Franco's first win of the day came in the sixth race for Dick Dutrow, paying $10 even. That at Aqueduct yesterday. And at Santa Anita. At Santa Anita yesterday, Juan Hernandez continues to win them in multiples. So he won his first race of the day with Nevada Beach for trainer Bob Baffert. First time starter in a maiden race. Nevada Beach wins, paying $5.40. Hernandez came back right in the next race, the fourth race for Brendan Galvin with Miss Joe's Curlin. That horse paid $4 even. Umberto Rispoli had a couple of winners. His first one came in the sixth race for John Sadler, paying $3.40. And then Rispoli came back in the 10th and final race for Phil D'Amato, paying $11 even. Of course, the Santa Maria, the stakes race of the day, the Santa Maria was won by Richie, who went wire to wire in an impressive performance. Antonio Frasu aboard 320 there, outrunning Splendor, who finished second, and Ultimate Authority was a distant third. Bob Baffert, the trainer, finishes first and second in the Santa Maria. And, of course, Frasu came back for his second win of the day, and Phil D'Amato's first of two wins of the day. In the eighth race, Tom Seaver got the job done down the hill, paying $7.20. And Jerry J's key horse, Tiger Horn, finished second, so he got the reverse Exacta home with his link up. That Exacta for a buck paid $15.90. Pick six at San Anita paid over $17,000. And if you're charting the favorites, out of the 10 races yesterday at San Anita, six were the betting favorites. All right. Time to get started on this Easter Sunday with our abbreviated menu, but we have it as well, and our handicappers too. So we'll take our first break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on race day for this Easter Sunday, looking at the weather across the country, looks pretty good. Miami, 81, New York, 67, Chicago, 56, with a little bit of rain going on there. And then you get in the West Coast, L.A. is going to have nice weather, 75 degrees. And, of course, they're hiding 30,000 plastic Easter eggs in the infield today at Santa Anita. So there'll be an Easter egg hunt to the 10th power going on there. Good weather, though, at 75 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 85. And here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 83 degrees today. It was a little chilly out this morning, 55 degrees. But nevertheless, we're going to get up to 83. And as I say, always fast, firm, and perfect in our race books here. As far as any of the precipitation, it's all right in the middle of the country, in the plain states over Oklahoma, Nebraska, and parts of Iowa, Mississippi, Illinois, and Texas. But on the two coasts, clear as a bell. All right, here's the racing menu for today. We were reminded by one of our chatters on our chat box that they said it's opening day at Mountaineer Park today. But we do not have that on our list because we cannot be playing it here in Las Vegas at the moment. But if Mountaineer is out there and you can play it, well, that'll start later on this evening. Anyhow, the three tracks on our menu today. And, of course, with the first post times being Pacific, remember, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone from whatever time zone you're in on the menu so you don't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, especially on days like today. Okay, here we go. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 10 races today. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, is $43,985. First post at Gulfstream, 9:50 this morning. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has an early post time today of 12 high noon. They have 10 races at Santa Anita, but 12 high noon Pacific time is their first post time at Santa Anita today. The feature race is the seventh race on the card, the Grade 3 American Stakes at a mile on the turf for four-year-olds and up. Seven are going to the post in this one. The 3-2 favorite on the morning line is King of Gosford with Flavian Pratt aboard.
First post time, 12 high noon at Santa Anita. And then Hawthorne Racecourse will wrap up the three-track menu today. They have seven races at Hawthorne. They do have a pick six carryover. It's a regular pick six carryover. That carryover, $2,413, seven races, and a first post time of 12:40. And, of course, Mountaineer this evening. Okay, let's get started with our handicappers. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph, and happy holidays to you and all the listeners as well.
All righty. One thing they ain't doing on the holiday there in New York is betting on horses.
No, but you could bet on basketball. You could bet on anything else you want, sports, whatever it's called.
The sports
DraftKings.
Yeah.
Yeah, DraftKings is taking, bets on everything but horses. It's crazy. But it is what it is, and it's always been like this for years. They used to close on both Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, but
they also used to close on Good Friday.
Yes, they did, yeah. And now they're down to one. So maybe in about 10 years, they'll allow us to race on to bet on Easter as well.
I think that would be appropriate because people honor their holidays and what their beliefs in different ways. And if you're in business, you do your business when you can.
Exactly, and you should have the right to choose what you want to do and not do.
Absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely. Well, we got racing at Santa Anita today, so I guess they got no problem in Southern California. After all,
in Florida,
yeah,
or
right,
in Mountaineer,
yeah.
Or at
Chicago,
Portland,
yeah.
Chicago.
anything,
only New York.
Anything happened yesterday, Jonathan, that that stood out to you?
Not really, Ralph. There were a couple of disappointing performances, but for the most part, everything, I guess, went as is.
I'm gonna just read your mind a little and say one of the disappointing performances, I think, to you is Skippy Long stop.
Yeah. He had no excuse, Ralph. He had no excuse. He was, he didn't run well and shipping, But last year he ran very well at Oakland, so... It was surprising how poorly he ran yesterday.
Well, yeah, he was defending his title. He won the Oaklawn Handicap last year at Oaklawn. And all the people on the broadcast said that the weather was in his favor as well because he doesn't run as well when it's kind of hot and muggy. But it was just beautiful weather there at Oaklawn yesterday. But I got to tell you, that first mission, a solid winner. And what a great ride.
Yeah, and that's Flavian Pratt for you. You know, best, and why not?
All right, well, we got...
Pratt and Cox went at an unbelievable percentage. You should go look it up. It's just surprising at what a high win percentage they have together.
All I can tell you is this, that Flavian Pratt right now is flying more than any pilot that works for the airlines. I mean, this guy's all over the place. He was at Oakland yesterday. It was at Keeneland the day before,
yeah.
And now he's back at Santa Anita.
I want his frequent flyer miles, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I hope the guy is one of those people that can sleep on planes because he needs to get rest somewhere.
And meanwhile, he doesn't have a mount in the Derby as we speak, but, let's see. I'm sure he will find his way into the starting gate.
Well, let's put it this way, Jonathan. All of it banks on Baeza because all the other horses, all the other 19 have jockey assignments already. Baeza's the only...
Yeah, but they can't change it, but, it's not the right thing to do. But if you can get the best in the business, and he's sitting on the sideline, go to the bench and bring him in. Make some sort of deal with whoever you're going to take off the horse. Split a commission, whatever it is. They do all these things behind the scenes.
No, so, I don't know. Look, these other jockeys rode these horses to get there with them.
Even though
Pratt is a fantastic rider, and we all thought, earlier in the year, when all of these Cox horses and Chad Brown and all these other horses that Pratt was riding in these races, that he would be certain to wind up on one of those by the time the Derby came around. By circumstances, it hasn't happened. And now he's looking at John Sheriffs with Baeza, and there's always a chance now that Baeza can get in. It's getting a little late. We're less than a week. We're less than a week away until they draw. So we'll wait and see. But it would be something if Flavian Pratt didn't make the big show.
And a few weeks ago, he gave up the mount on the Asmussen Maiden that he rode in the last two stake races at Oaklawn, and he actually ran very well in those races. But they must know something's going on. I mean, you know, it's just surprising that he played it, I don't know, too cool. How would you, what would you think, Ralph? I don't know why all of a sudden it comes now, and now he's looking for a mount. That's
well, I don't know if he's playing it too cool, because I'm sure he relies on his agent to maneuver the moving parts there for that. But in any case, yeah, that was, that I think that move of not probably committing to ride Publisher in the right. Kentucky Derby at the time that Asmussen wanted or needed it. Asmussen said, listen, I can get Irate Ortiz Jr. That's, he ain't mincemeat, you know. I can get him if you don't want to ride this horse or you can't commit. And I guess they didn't commit. And so Irate gets on, I believe, a live horse. I think Publisher is one of my long shots to get in the mix for the exactas and superfecta and trifecta for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, he's getting better with each and every start. It's only a matter of time till he breaks his maiden, and it would be interesting to see if he could do it in the Derby. Remember, Steve Asmussen has never won a Derby, so the horse has never won a race. Asmussen's never won a Derby, so if you're ever going to break it, that would be the right day to do it.
Yeah, that would be something. You know, a maiden winning the Kentucky Derby for a trainer that's had, for the winningest trainer of all time, by the way. That has yet to win the Kentucky. I mean, there are stories galore that you can write about that one. So we'll wait and see for sure. But they had a lot of great, a lot of the horses worked out yesterday around the country. I'm going to get to that a little bit later with John Lindo. But I understand that out of all of the workouts around the country yesterday, Sovereignty really did an eye opener.
Yeah, well, the important thing now really is the horses that don't seem to work well, because if you get to 2 weeks out before the Derby and your horses aren't working well, well, then you're making a mistake in running. So obviously everybody has their horse, or they certainly want their horse to have their best performance 2 weeks from yesterday. And now's the time to get them right. You don't have much time to waste. So I'd be more interested in horses that didn't work well as opposed to the horses that do work well, because I would expect most of them to come in ready to go.
Absolutely agree with you. And I can tell you this, that it's going to be nice to see these horses in the morning when they start getting, some of them are already at Churchill Downs, and I do believe Baez and all, they all got to be on the grounds by Tuesday. So whatever the case may be, I want to see them work out on the Churchill Downs track. That track is a little bit different than most of the other tracks that these horses have been running on. I think that they say, the horsemen say that probably the track that's closest to the Churchill Downs composition could be Oaklawn Park. But in any case, I want to see them out on the track there, and certainly in their last workout over at Churchill Downs. That's going to be one of the final handicapping tools that we can use to kind of point towards horses that we want to bet in the Derby.
It could be a deciding factor, no question about that.
And you guys are going to have those final little tidbits. So when we get together for the seminar on the night before the Derby in the Grandview Lounge, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Well, the next thing we have to look forward to, Ralph, is the draw, because the draw is extremely important. Obviously, you don't want the rail. You don't really want the 20 post, you know, so the draw becomes very important.
Yeah, that's the next big step, the next equation that hasn't been filled out yet, that's for sure, and that'll happen on Saturday. All righty. Well, we have a multitude of racetracks to take picks at today, so go.
It was easy. Two tracks. All right, first track up is Gulfstream. Let's look at the ninth race, which is part of the coast-to-coast bet between Gulfstream and Santa Anita, the pick five. In the ninth race today, I like the number four horse in here, Dear Dad. This is a five-year-old gelding from the Marcassi barn. Edwin Gonzalez aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He's really in top form now. He's gotten really good in his last couple of races. I like the 4-1. I think he's going to get a good trip in here. Number four, Dear Dad, wins today's ninth race at Gulfstream Park.
All right, Pop, get it done for us today. Number four, Dear Dad, in the ninth race. Ninth race at Gulfstream, number four, Dear Dad. And I know you have to have a pick at Santa Anita.
I do, and we'll look at the seventh race today. This is the American Stakes. It's a grade three event, and I love the number one horse in here, Zio Joe. This is a five-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn, and when you play these races in your mind, you picture where horses are going to be, and I just think Zio Joe is going to get the most perfect trip in here. He's breaking from the rail. He's got enough speed to stay up close. He's going to get first run. Kyle Frey aboard to ride, 3-1 on the morning line. I like number one, Zio Joe, to win today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
All right, go Joe, I guess. In the seventh race, the one, Zio Joe, number one, Zio Joe with Kyle Frey, the one in the seventh race, the American Stakes today, the feature race at Santa Anita, the seventh race on the card, number one. Okay, so you got two sheets out of the three tracks.
That's it, JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, be well. We will see you Wednesday, and enjoy your holiday.
Enjoy your holiday as well. And let me tell you something here right now, Jonathan. On Wednesday, I'm sure we'll have a lot to say as we get closer to that draw. And who knows, maybe you'll be on the soapbox as well.
Maybe there'll be another defection or two. Wednesday's a long way away.
I know it is. Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, Ralphie.
All right, we're going to be right back with Rich Eng coming up next. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, Ralph, and happy Easter to all the viewers and all the listeners.
Well, it was an interesting day of racing yesterday. They have they had a really neat little saying out at Laurel Park. Yesterday was, of course, Preakness Preview Day, and you know, the races that gave a birth to the Preakness and the Black Eyed Susan. They said, "Win today, we'll see in May." So it was kind of fun.
And then When do they see you and me? You know, Pimlico, they only run like an 8-day meet or something like that.
Yeah.
Ending with the Preakness, and then they race the rest of the year at Laurel.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Richie, I will cut to the chase and let you on your way on this holiday. So you got a sheet today for Santa Anita. Santa Anita's running today, and of course, with that big Easter egg hunt going there. 10 races at Santa Anita, and you can get all of Richie's selections at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Where are we going with the pick, Rich?
Also, before I give the pick, this hat is in honor of our Vegas Golden Knights, who start their chase for the Stanley Cup tonight, Ralph.
Yeah, they got to get
then,
and they got a really nice draw. They should be they should obviously win this first round. They got an easy draw.
The first round they should win, but then they face the Edmonton Oilers, which will be a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, well, at least they didn't draw Edmonton in the first round.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay.
Race 3 at Santa Anita, Ralph. It's 6 furlongs on the turf. The heavy favorite is going to be the 5, Hothead, but I'm going to try to upset with the number 1, Binging, who probably will sit a pocket trip, save ground, rally late under Armando Ayuso. So I'm just hoping that the hothead runs out of gas in the stretch and I can run by him. Number one, Binging in race three.
All right. In the third race, we want hothead to cool off enough for number one, Binging, to get the job done. Number one, Binging, the one in the third race, San Anita, Richie's pick on this Easter Sunday. Get the rest right now of Richie's selections at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right. Thanks a lot, Rich. Happy holiday, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We'll be back with John Lindo and Jerry J right after this. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. Relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lindo standing by. Happy Easter, John.
Happy Easter to you, Ralph. Happy Easter to all our listeners. And a light schedule, so I got to think a lot of focus on Southern California racing today.
I would think so, too. Let's hope some of the favorites get beat with some prices today, at least. In any case, a lot of workouts happened for the Kentucky Derby hopefuls. And, of course, one of the big ones and the horse that is perceived to be the early favorite for the Kentucky Derby, Journalism, worked out at Santa Anita before he's off to Kentucky, right?
Right. He worked a half mile in company. He was down on the inside and basically kept a head in front. They went about a little over 47 seconds for the half, and he did it really easy. It was just a maintenance move and, just something to take the edge off before he hops on a plane this week to go to Churchill Downs, and he'll have his final work at Churchill next weekend.
Quite a few other horses around the country also did some workouts. I know that it was a busy day. Seven horses already on the track at Churchill Downs had their workout yesterday.
Yeah, the most interesting, there were two. First of all, Sovereignty, you had mentioned earlier. It was an interesting team drill because the horse he worked with, Playa Del Mar, worked a half mile, and he ended up, stopping at the eighth pole. That's where he was scheduled to work till,
uh-huh.
And they let Sovereignty work to the wire, so kind of teaching him just to run away from the competition. He worked five furlongs in a minute and change, galloped out way in front of the workmate. He looked good doing it. And the other horse we wanted to watch was Final Gambit, coming off the win in the Jeff Ruby Stakes on the Tapita Turfway. He looked like he handled the dirt just fine. He went five furlongs in 101 and change. And, for horses like this who have never raced on dirt before, you just want to see how they handle it. It doesn't mean they'll handle kickback in their face, but he got over the main track fine.
Other key horses that worked, Burnham Square worked 49-4, and East Avenue checked in. East Avenue worked in 47.6. Final Gambit went a minute and 80/100s. Flying Mohawk went a minute flat. Publisher went 59.6/600 of a second. And as you say, Sovereignty and Tistastic went 59/61 as well.
Well, Publisher and Tistastic worked together, Ralph, and yeah. Publisher was best in that work, always going well all the way around. I think he's a better workhorse than Tistastic from what I'm told, but he did look good out working as the stablemate.
A lot of people are starting to go on the corner of Burnham Square. They said this horse might be coming up to the race just right.
Well, he was better at Keeneland when he won the Bluegrass in that, was it Lexington Bluegrass? I don't remember now, but he didn't wash out like he did at Gulfstream Park, and he's had a lot of longer races already this year, so he's a pretty seasoned horse coming in I have no doubt he'll get the mile and a quarter. We'll just have to see if he's fast enough. But I thought maybe he should have run away in the bluegrass last time with that fast pace by East Avenue. They came home slow and he barely got up. So it was a good race. It wasn't a great race.
And, of course, Brad Cox, his two horses, Final Gambit, worked, and he went in five furlongs in a minute, 0.8100 seconds, and the other one, Tappan Street, worked well as well.
Yeah, Tappan Street worked in Florida. He is now at Churchill Downs. He got there this morning, and Tappan Street's doing fine from what I hear.
So it's we got one more week to go as far as I think each and every one of these horses have one more final blowout, I should say, and then it's going to be off to the races, I think.
I think so. I know, you know, through the middle of the week, the weather at Keeneland is supposed to be good. I have not checked the weather reports for Louisville yet next weekend. We'll update that on Wednesdays to see if anybody has to adjust work schedules due to weather conditions.
And it was really fun yesterday to watch a race out at Oaklawn Park that gets a shot at the Black Eyed Susans, and that is Princess Alaya, who is a granddaughter of Winning Colors, and Dwayne Lucas trained both her and the winner yesterday. That was kind of a fun stat.
That just makes me feel old, Ralph.
Yeah, it does. Well,
we're seeing grandsons and granddaughters of horses that we bet on races now.
Yeah, I know. In any case, let's try to get a young winner here in San Anita today.
Let's go to race number 8. In the 8th race, number 9, Manaya overcame a tough trip from the inside, split horses and won last time at San Anita. It was a really good effort. Draws the outside post today. We're ought to get a nice stocking trip. I think this is a filly that's improving right now. If you get the 4-1 on the morning line, you take it. Number 9, Manaya, race number 8 at Santa Anita.
All right. 8th race, the 9-horse Manaya, number 9 in the 8th. Don't forget John Lindo's Linda Report for all the races today, et cetera, including a late pick 4 and all that good stuff available here at the South Point in our race book today. We're open for business. And, of course, his Linda Report is here free of charge exclusively here in the gaming capital at South Point. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right. Happy Easter.
Okay, you got it, my man. Now we go to Mr. Jerry Jacobowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You know, I'd like to caution everybody out there. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about workouts and Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. you would expect every one of the horses to work well.
Yes.
So these are the best athletes. These are the biggest, strongest, best-looking animals. If one works 59 and a half and another works a minute, what does it mean? You don't know if there's 160 pounds on the back of the horse, 180 pounds, or 120. There's so much you don't know about it.
Yeah, you're right.
What the intentions of the trainer are.
You're absolutely right. The time doesn't mean as much as actually watching the physical workout and seeing how the horse is traveling over the track, etc. But
well, that's true. But again, we would expect these to travel well. But I remember very well getting a comment from Mike Welsh, who I really respect an awful lot, talking about how Bodie Meister didn't travel well over the Churchill Downs track. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
you know, it's very difficult to become a clocker for 1 week a year.
Yes.
That's all I would say to you.
And not to mention the fact that I want to know the horses that aren't doing good rather than the ones that are. Okay, we got 30.
Well, that's what I've always said to you, Ralph.
Right. Let's get 30 seconds and get a pick out of San Anita today, the only power pick.
Okay, let's go to the first, Ralph. We have Corposo, mm-hmm. who raced in the Black Eyed Susan extremely well last year. It's coming off a long, long layoff. And first time back, Peter Yuriton puts her right on the turf. I think that's a positive sign. That sort of says to me he's trying to do something with the horse. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But if we get 2-1 or better, Corposo just lays over this field, and I think that would be a great bet, and I bet we'll get the 2-1. So mm-hmm. I'll take the one horse, Corposo.
Uh-huh.
2-1 or better, play the one over the 3-4-5. I guess reverse 3-4-5 over the one. But I'm all about the one, Corposo, in race number 1.
Well, we're going to take a reverse because, after all, your play yesterday had a reverse and a nice dollar payoff of $15 in the exact as well. So in the first race, and remember, folks, first post time is 12 high noon. In the first race, the one is the play. Link-ups are 3-4-5 and reverse number 1's the play. Jerry J's Power Page is for Santa Anita at jerryjspowerpage.com. And so until Wednesday, I want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday, no matter how you observe it. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Enjoy the day. And Jerry has the last say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.